Blog Talk Radio.
All right. So the one thing I want to say about the Bubblegum Shrimp Factory as a restaurant.
Company or factory?
Factory, whatever. Company. Terrible. Terrible. The shrimp were awful. The peeling shrimp were like the cheapest shrimp.
Yeah.
The only shrimp that, so I got the shrimp sampler, by the way. You know,
after
like,
or before?
No, before. That was the appetizer that I got. That big one that had all of their different types of fried shrimp.
So as your appetizer, you just got another entree?
No, I got it for the table. I wasn't the only one eating it. I definitely was not.
I
even shared it with Godstopper's posse. He brought a whole posse.
I was going to ask you if you sprung for the shrimp or not.
Yeah, no, I paid for a shrimp. That was the rules. Yeah, it was on my tab. So I got the shrimp sampler. The teriyaki shrimp is atrocious. It is like
why would you get a teriyaki shrimp from Bubba?
Not teriyaki shrimp. I'm sorry. Tempura shrimp.
Oh,
Again, this was in the shrimp sampler. I was just like, yeah, sure, let's see what they offer. The tempura shrimp was like, it was like a fish stick from the freezer. It was terrible. It wasn't, it was like barely shrimp.
A what?
A fish stick.
Fish stick?
Fish stick.
Oh, okay.
South Park covered that.
Yeah.
Then there was the popcorn shrimp, the fried shrimp.
Was
again,
it actually just popcorn?
Barely shrimp. It was just like a fried nugget with like a tiny... With, like, the flavor of those shrimp chips that we...
Well, that's most popcorn shrimp.
Then, the only one that was good was the coconut shrimp. That's the only one. Like, if I was ever at gunpoint at a Bubba Gump again, I would get the coconut shrimp.
Did anybody at the table get anything else? Did you try other people's meals?
I did not try any of the other shrimp. I think...
Do they have any non-shrimp items?
I think they had a steak. You could do, like, a surf and turf. But everyone basically
salmon.
Got shrimp. Judarino kept it light. He just got a shrimp mac and cheese, and that actually looked pretty decent.
Is that light mac and cheese?
It was a small. It was a small part. It was like a side portion,
a little cup.
Yeah, it wasn't a full serving. Anyway, but so that was
did
cool.
Did you pay for everyone or just Godstomper?
I paid for Godstomper shrimp.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, he paid for his own drinks.
Don't we have any more money
Russia.
In the budget?
Wow.
Well, the live cast didn't pay for any of it. I paid for it.
Well,
so
you're
dude,
the
so
fucking
don't
loser.
Read.
You should pay out of shame.
Yeah. So I did.
And,
no, for
and
everyone
you should do their
there.
House
no.
chores.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. 718, you're on the live cast. 718, can you hear us?
Oh, hello. My bad. I didn't hear the beep.
What's up? Who is this?
Hey, what's going on? It's TJ Fives from Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing much. I was talking to Duderino earlier this week, and he was like, oh, dude, you got to call back in. You haven't called back in forever. So I was trying to come up with something to fucking talk about. So I was like, all right, you know, let me call in and see what's up with these guys.
Is this just Jim Florentine prank calling us?
No.
No,
lot,
like,
I swear
Jim...
to God, it's not.
Has ever banged one of your hookups?
The delay is going to take a little getting used to, but we got this.
That was a great interview.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear it, go back to our last episode and hear and finish this one first. But after that, cue it up. Listen.
No,
to
I listened to the one with Jim Florentine. I get it. I get it.
No, I wasn't really talking to you.
Yeah,
I was talking to the audience.
We're talking to the other you.
We're talking to the listener.
Yeah,
you
were. You're the one we interviewed. Obviously, you heard it, Jim.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Go fuck yourself, Sid.
All right. Very nice.
Yes.
He would not remember my name, so now I believe that you're not him.
You never know.
We briefed.
Oh yeah, but I thought of something to ask you guys, and my question kind of comes with like a preamble question. Have any of you guys ever played in the local music scene in New York City? Have any of you guys ever had that experience before?
Meaning as part of a band?
Yeah, yeah.
Not me.
No, but I know plenty of bands that have.
Yes, you have.
What?
You were in that
No, Dying
Flying Fetus.
Sangeetan.
Oh, I got up on stage with a few friends of mine. Yeah, but it,
okay,
I,
well, that's still sounds okay. A local spot.
Okay, sure. Yes, then yes. My answer is yes.
And I put on. All right,
so yeah. So what I was gonna ask is, you know, I was in the local music scene for like 10 years. Fucking trying to deal with musicians and venues and, you know, writing the songs and booking the practices and recordings and all that shit. And, you know, I ran into someone at work today and they were like, oh, like, didn't I see you with an Explorer last time I saw you? Like, oh, do you still play this and that? And I had to be honest with the guy. I was like, ah, you know, like, I kind of fell out of love with it recently. I was like, after those 10 years in the local music scene, it feels like almost a chore just to even play for fun anymore. So I wanted to ask, like, do you guys ever feel that disillusionment with the music or, you know, the art that you love? It's kind of like a deep, kind of cheesy fucking question I just wanted to ask.
Well, can I answer this first? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Great. So I picked up the guitar when I was 17.
Put it down immediately? No.
I know, and I didn't put it down immediately, but I was, like, very passionate about it, and I spent a lot of time learning it and, like, going to guitar class every week. Now I still go every other week. But I feel like after maybe like getting burned by like dating musicians,
oh.
I kind of like lost my passion for it in that sense.
But you also found a hobby that you're more into now.
Yeah, exactly. So now I'm like into grappling, which, you know, like who would have thought?
But what happened first? Your disillusionment with guitar or you getting into jiu-jitsu?
Disillusionment with guitar.
Oh, really?
Was there anything in between that and jiu-jitsu?
A bunch of boyfriends.
Depression. A lot of depression.
Not true.
But and then I just was kind of like, okay, well, I want to pull back from it because I got like, you know, I danced too close to the flame. I flew too close to the sun. But at the same time, like finding something new has kind of helped me bring back my passion for that. So.
Well, that's good.
All right, yeah, I got it.
It's kind of like having an affair, like like reinvigorating
what?
Your marriage.
Oh, you just called yourself.
I'm fucking around. I'm fucking around.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
So, were you in a band? What band were you in?
Yeah, and who'd you work with?
How many bands were you in?
Multiple bands. I don't want to put out names because I don't want to shout anybody out. But you know, we show up to the studio to have practice and people are like, I'll text my, like, you know, one of the members of the band, like, what, we got practice today? And I'm like, yeah, dude, I texted you 3 fucking times this week and this morning. Like, come on, man, you know?
Yeah, I guess
just that whole hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of, it seems like the people that you worked with didn't take it as seriously as you tried to take it, and that deterred your interest. So I guess the first thing is to, if you're going to commit to being in a band, you got to make sure that the people you're committing with are as committed as you are.
See, it's other people. It's not us. It's everybody else's fault, not us.
Well, or just do a one-man project and don't rely on people. But the other thing I would say is that if you feel down on your art and you're not feeling it, like Noah said, take a step away and maybe there are certain things you have to realize, like, oh, hey, maybe this was just a hobby and I'm not really as dedicated to it as I would be. Because if you truly love to do something, then you would just keep doing it. Like with this podcast, like we get together every week for 2 hours and like, as much as we goof off, it is a commitment to block out essentially 4 hours a week with travel to like do this. So we clearly have to really enjoy it to be willing to do it.
For me, it's like 2 hours, 20 minutes. To be fair.
And also,
no, I get what you guys are saying.
3 years without a break, really.
Yeah.
Just that we still want to be in a room with each other for 2 hours a week.
Well, at least with two of you.
Oh, shit.
Jeez.
I'll let the audience
decide.
That'll
be tomorrow's poll.
All right, thanks for calling in. We got to go. I want to take a moment to say a thank you to a supporter of the show, an innovative shampoo. I'm talking about Control GX, the first gray-reducing shampoo from Just for Men.
Just for Men. It helps you look your best so you can celebrate who you are, what you achieve, and how you feel. Just for Men created smart hair care technology that does the work for you. so you can get the natural look you want. Here's the great thing. All you got to do is wash your hair. It's called Control GX, like Rob just said. You just use it like your regular shampoo, and you see subtle, great results that look natural. And that's it. You shampoo in, rinse out, move on. It's that easy. Most guys get the results they want in about 2 weeks. Look as good as you feel. Look, you go on a date, you go to a meeting, you go to a guy's night out. You want to look your best. You want to look how you feel inside. You don't have to think about what color your hair is. You just want to enjoy yourself, and you want every day to be something to look forward to. You can get 25% off of Control GX using the code METAL18. That's METAL18 at controlgx.com. METAL18 to get 25% off of Control GX at controlgx.com.
Awesome. All right, we got a few more phone calls. If you want to be a part of the show, dial 213-WIDENUT. 213-943-3688. Got area code 417.
Hello, Livecast Pete.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Carrie in Tennessee.
Carrie or Carrion?
Carrie.
Okay,
Carrie.
Make everything complicated, yes. Rob.
I want to be sure.
Yes, or Mrs. W on Instagram, Noah. I've chatted with Noah on Instagram. Hello, it's me.
I'm so glad you called. So Carrie went on Shiprocked, and I saw her pictures, and I told her to call in and give us a little review, a little preview, so you can pump us up for 70,000 tons.
Yes. I want to send you guys good cruise vibes. Shiprocked was really fun. Stone Sour, Corey Taylor, they were the headliner. They were definitely my favorite band on board.
Now,
did you see Corey Taylor walking around? Was he like hanging out with everyone?
He was hanging out with a lot of people. I personally never saw him walking around. We did a meet and greet with Stone Sour. But looking at pictures after we got back from the cruise, a lot of people saw him like walking around on the beach and around the boat. We just happened, I guess, to not be in the same places that he was.
So other than seeing bands, what was your favorite thing to do? How did you, like when you needed a break from the music, what were you doing?
Just kind of lounging around, and we went to a private island, Half Moon Cay, Bahamas, and that was really fun. POD did a performance on the beach, like they set up a stage, and I'm not the biggest POD fan, but it was still fun. So that was just being in the beach, because here in Tennessee it's been like in the 20s, and got some sunshine and sand, and got to swim, so that was fun.
That's what I'm most looking forward to. We have a day at Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
Why do you make
Yay!
That accent?
Yeah.
To piss me off,
and I'm so excited just to be on the beach and like not be in shitty New York winter. That's the thing I'm most looking forward to after Meshuggah.
Yes, wear your sunscreen.
Yeah, we're gonna have to pick up a bunch once we land in beautiful
Florida.
Fort Lauderdale.
Were you able to see any of the comedians? Because Zach Amico, who was on the show, I think he was performing on Shiprock. Were you able to see anyone?
We didn't. Some friends of ours who we spoke with did, and they said that he was really funny. But we didn't catch we kind of went to bed early a couple nights because we're lame and tired.
Hey,
so.
It's your vacation. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Get some boat fucking.
It's true.
What?
What?
When would you wake up?
I woke up around 7 or 8 every day.
Wow. And were there
but
bands playing?
I think
playing?
On 70, the band stopped playing around like 12:30. But on 70,000 tons, don't they go until like 4 in the morning or something ridiculous?
Actually, they went to like 6 in the morning. The music is from 10 to 6 a.m. every day.
Metal? Oh, wow.
But it's different types of metal.
Wow.
There's like folk metal, Viking metal.
Power metal.
It's all that. It's all booked. I can't get a ticket.
It is all sold out. It's too
Damn
late
it.
Now. You need to book at least 48 hours.
Damn. Can I book 48 hours after it's over?
For the next year, you want to put your name?
No, retroactively.
Oh, sure. If you want to give the money,
just
I'll take it.
Give me somebody's ticket stub that was left on the floor. On the deck. That's a boat term, right? On the deck.
You very well know that's a boat term, Sydney.
I'm not
Stop
a boatman.
With your condescending.
I'm not a boatman.
Here's a random fact that nobody knows. Sid is a skipper.
She's not a boatman, but he's a skipper.
Skipper Sid.
And you're Ginger.
Well, skipper is an actual term.
So is Ginger.
Captain. Is it? For a boat?
No. A red-haired person.
Yeah, or Gilligan's Island. Both.
So, Carrie, did you like... Was this your first rock cruise, or have you been on this before?
This was my second one. I did Shiprock in 2017, so this was my second time. I think we're going to take next year off and save some money and not party for 5 days straight. So,
okay.
Cool. Well, thank you for the...
I was wondering about that. We're going to have Zach on the show. And now we'll have some information.
I hope you guys have fun on 70,000 tons. I love your show. You guys get me through my terrible commute to Nashville every day. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, we're not even going to want you because we like you.
Go have some hot
chicken. Thank you. All right. I'll talk to you guys soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Well, we're going to buy her, but we shan't want her.
We're not going to trick her. That was very nice of you.
Area code 701.
Hey guys, it's Levi from MathCast.
Hello, what's up, Levi?
Not much. I'm calling in to chat about the Converge show last week I was at. I was at the show with the guy doing the selfie that got totally shut down by Converge.
So could you explain what happened to people who don't follow the metal interwebs? What happened with the selfie?
Yeah. So the ultimate fail of an individual, this guy probably in his like 30s, bouncing around the show. I mean, obviously he knew who Converge was for the fact that you had to have gotten the tickets for the show like months ahead of time, you know, or he just got it like for twice the price or something. But he basically was jumping around the crowd, being all funny and silly and stuff, and then hopped on the stage trying to get a selfie / stage dive with Converge. Naturally, Converge had nothing to do with that, and just in the middle of the song, they just stopped playing, let the guy try to take a selfie. The guy jumped into the crowd, and the crowd moved, thus making it a complete fail.
Ah!
Was he injured?
He was not injured, so it also made it just, like, really enjoyable, because it was just a movie situation. Dude jumps, crowd moves, he drops, gets up, feels like a jackass. The Hard Times reported it, so everybody can like check out the footage and everything. But it's great, man. Dark Horse is playing, and it just cuts off within that first minute, and this dude's left on stage holding Jake, and nobody's having it. The whole crowd boos him as he jumps off the stage too. It's brilliant.
I like that within the 3 minutes of this phone call, you've managed to promote a different podcast and a different website than ours.
Oh, so good point.
Keep that momentum going.
Yeah, how dare you?
Bay Area shit. Got to give all the Bay Area love.
Fair enough.
I do want to point out that we also cover that. So come on.
Yeah, I was there. That's why I called to talk about it, Rob.
Yeah, I know. I always think that is so weird. I really don't like people who try to make concerts about themselves. It's like you paid to be entertained by the band. The band is up there. Like, they're putting on a show for you. You're not the one putting on a show, you know? And that's...
Yeah. I mean, like, with Converge especially, like, you know, sometimes you'll have the people with their phones up, but it's so funny. Like, I was looking around at the show, and when Converge started playing, man, you didn't see a fucking phone up. You know, randomly, you know, somebody was doing it, but the Converge, they actually have a screenshot of the crowd that night in Berkeley, and you can clearly see there's not one fucking phone up. So it's nice. So definitely that guy got excluded for a reason.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like
I just want to give you guys a call and everything and say hi.
Cool. What were the other bands on the bill?
It was just three awesome bands, Sumac, Cult Leader, and then Converge. They were on that little mini tour.
Yeah, that's great.
Like a cult leader.
Yeah, I just saw Converge. They opened for Gojira here in New York, and it was really freaking great. Both of those
bands.
I
was really confused because, like, you know, in a lineup like that, you're like, who opens? But naturally, Cult Leader started, and then Sumac, and then Converge. And, I mean, just three bands. It was definitely enough, man. It was a great night.
Cool.
Wow.
Well,
yeah. But, you guys have a good show and everything. Sometimes it's kind of hard to talk to you guys because it's like, it's of the delay, but hopefully the conversation made sense.
Yeah, it totally made sense, and we're sorry our phone lines aren't up to your standards, Levi.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, it's cool. It's all good.
Podcast you could suggest to us?
Yeah, do you take phone calls on your podcast?
No, that's the first time when I plugged it with you guys. I actually we wish we could be a live cast. We haven't gotten there yet. But in the last like two episodes, we've thrown interviews in the episode, you know, that we've done before, but, you know, getting closer and closer to a live cast.
You're growing.
Cool.
That's great.
Yeah. And actually tonight, I'm just packing up my backpack, heading out the door to head to my buddy's spot. We're recording episode 17 tonight.
Awesome.
Mazel tov.
Thank you guys. And naturally, I literally just plugged in my headphones and walking out the door. So I'll be listening to you guys as I'm walking the next hour in the city and everything. So yeah, just wanted to call and say hi.
Awesome. Well, thank you as always for listening.
Goodbye.
You got one.
It's cool because he does the math cast and we made him say a number.
Ah.
What number was that again?
You're not going to get me.
Damn it. We got another call. Area code 562. You're on the live cast.
Hey, guys. It's Mario.
Hey. What's up, Mario?
How's it going?
We got a member of the live cast West Coast meetup.
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah, I know it. Go ahead.
I was going to say it was nowhere near as pronounced.
No, I don't know. I was a little subdued. I'm a little different in person. I'm a bit more shy, I guess. Like, I don't know.
It's all of us.
But...
so shy, banging every married woman within 5 miles.
Well, that's how he does it.
Okay, no, let me tell you, those fucking waitresses, though, holy shit.
There were some very attractive waitresses.
Luck? Any luck?
No, I was telling, I think it might have been Leroy I was telling, I don't like hitting on people when they're working, because I always, like, I feel like I'm distracting them.
Fair enough. That's why you got to grab them, like, when they're on break or, like, heading to the bathroom or something.
Grab them by the pussy, you say?
Yeah, I love it. Mario has
do what you gotta do. Finger in public.
You know the rules.
I wanted to say thank you to El Dunarino for giving me a ride that day. That was fucking awesome.
I mean, how great is livecast fans giving livecast fans rides? It's a wonderful thing.
Don't even need us anymore.
What was your take on the meetup? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. Just hanging out with you, hanging out with all the rest of the livecast fans. It was a lot of fun blazing it with you guys after. Just chilling out.
Upset. Well. Not upset.
Jealous.
We were so jealous. I was so, I was texting Rob nonstop for the details of your hangouts, like more than wanting to know about like any cool guitars you saw at NAMM.
Yeah, I was
Noah, big. You should have came over here, you know? Should have come.
Mario, let me stop you right there. Noah is single. She's not married, has no kids. I know that this is disqualifying.
Not really your
you.
Type.
Well, never mind then, I guess.
Maybe in a couple of years when my life takes a turn.
Oh, ouch. I don't know how to feel about that.
were talking before about having an affair to spice things up in your life to reinvigorate
you.
Some Mario
affair
can,
that
yeah.
I have.
Yeah. You mean
I can feel that hole in your life.
Fill your hole, Noah.
Fill my
says.
Hole.
That caught me fucking off guard.
You never expect a
funny.
Oh, Shlomo.
We had a moment about Shlomo we all talked about.
Of course.
Also, the funny, the craziest thing is Drew Dorino, who very much is the ombudsman of the show. While we were in our sife, while we were in our sesh, he called Devin. Devin, and we wanted to talk to Devin, but Devin was at band practice, and Duderino knows this because Duderino is friends with Devin.
Did they meet through our show?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And Devin lives out there too, or
no?
I forgot where he lives.
It's like Arizona, maybe.
Nebraska.
I was in Arizona.
You were? Oh,
yeah, this week I went down to one of the days of my trip. We went to the Grand Canyon.
Did you see Devin?
You should have came down, Darren. Should have came down.
That's too far. It's California. Trying it out in Vegas.
Maybe next time we do a Vegas meetup, everyone drives to Vegas. Or do one in the Midwest where everyone can come in from equal distance.
Oh, like Chicago.
Is that the Midwest? Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Seems all our Chicago fans work at restaurants, so that might be a good idea.
Oh, yeah,
just
that
go
could
eat
work
for
too.
Free the whole time.
The walking tour of restaurants for life is that choice. How did everyone else match up to your expectations?
Yeah, like what were you guys talking about in the car afterwards? That's what we want to know.
Hey, don't fucking mess!
afterward, we were just talking about how like awesome it was hanging out and how cool it is like meeting Rob and like, I don't know, like it was just cool. It was great.
Well, it was very cool to see you guys. I especially love that Mario wore his Robba shirt, which I love. And Mario's Robba shirt has been gone through a lot, and it's like extra distress. Wow. And the distress looks like I have duty on my mouth.
That was like an agent.
Yeah, I took a photo we could post it on the socials. But that's the beauty of the podcast shirts is they end up being one of a kind because the distress ends up being so unique.
That's a way to put a positive spin on it.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Duty on my face.
Honestly,
duty.
I've seen people like that before. When we lived together,
duty on his face?
There'd
like
be certain
dinner.
Mornings, and I never got to the bottom of
oh,
my...
Oh, it's
this.
Plaque. It was plaque. I would have plaque
Wait,
on my
don't,
teeth.
Don't cut
it
him
looked,
off.
It looked like
what?
He woke up and ate a shit burger. Like he just had brown
have,
stuff all over his.
Yeah, it's called it plaque.
I've never seen
Wait,
that.
Wait, you would get plaque around your mouth?
No, on his teeth.
On my teeth. Where plaque forms.
Oh, okay.
Dirty
duty.
Yeah. Yeah. It looked like you'd taken a bite out of a turd and just got out of your room and like, good morning. I'm like, dude, what is that? I didn't know that happened.
Good morning. There's always going to be duty.
Do you still get that?
When I start getting it, it's like a signal to go get a cleaning at the dentist. Yeah.
But maybe you're like allergic to beer or something. Like wine. So you're just drinking a lot of red wine the night before.
Lovely confirms.
Not white wine.
Lovely confirms that Chicago is in fact the Midwest. Oh, speaking of white wine, I went to the Dime Bash.
You did?
Yeah.
Let you in there?
They did. Of course they let me
you
in there. They put me
are?
On the list. I got a media pass.
MSM scumbag.
Oh, we're going to talk about that, too. We should talk about that as well.
All right, thanks for calling, Mario.
Mario, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
BFF for life, Mario.
I did go to the Dime Bash. Phil Anselmo was not there. He was not invited. Jip.
He wasn't invited?
No.
Wow.
Well, I don't even think he was in L.A. I don't think he was even in town. But after what happened at the last time he made his appearance at the Dimebest, you would think they would probably think it's for the
Wait,
best that he doesn't show up.
What happened? I forgot.
He's sick wild and he shouted white power.
That was at the Dimebest?
Yeah.
Yes, that's why it was extra. Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Dimebag would have wanted me to say white power.
Yeah, he probably would have.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was some shining, you know, morality example.
All right. Let's.
No, I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm just saying he would. Why would he have like a stand? You know,
not speak ill of the dead.
I'm not
of the dime.
Dime bang.
But anyway, so the best part of it, also, weed is now legal recreationally in LA.
Oh yeah, preface this.
Oh, now it's not
legal in Las Vegas too.
It's not as much of the Wild West as it is in some places like Seattle, or maybe even in Vegas, because the recreational shop, there are like every medicinal shop isn't immediately a recreational shop. It's an additional license you have to get, and I'm assuming some communities don't want recreational shops in their neighborhood and all that. So there's only about. There's only four or five of them in L.A. proper. They're all in West Hollywood, as I hear Noah chewing in my headphones.
I'm sorry.
Yes, it wasn't Rob this time.
I am not eating at all during the show, I want to mention. I don't know. Where's my appetite? But
we've just kept the food bowl away.
But, you know, Nam was in Anaheim, and Anaheim is right next to Santa Ana. Santa Ana. Yeah, I'm saying that right. And there's a ton of dispensaries with recreational stuff there. So we went to the highest rated one. I also want to give a big shout out to Weed Maps, the Yelp of marijuana. And they have a great like map thing and you can just filter by, you know, recreational. You can just pinpoint. And it was so convenient. It was technology is insane.
By the way, Rob, I researched the correct pronunciation. Here it is. Santana. Please continue.
Amazing. Joke of the night.
That's a good one for our diehards. But so we go. So this facility is like kind of in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of where you would expect to go meet a drug dealer.
Oh.
It's like in this. Well, to be fair, you know, it was nighttime, and it's in a very warehouse type district. And all the warehouses are closed because it was already like 8 o'clock, you know. And then down this dark alley of a street, there's a shining beacon. It's not that sketchy. It's just like, you know, like warehouses.
It sounds like when you went to Germany and you had to find the guy on Reddit.
No. It was not at all that sketchy. It was not sketchy. I want to emphasize it was not sketchy. Okay. It was just kind of out of the way. I'm assuming because it's out of the way of like the communities, like there was no residential area. That's why they got the license.
Okay.
So it was in this industrial area. Then there's a light. You walk in. It's like going to a hoity-toity spa or
Damn,
like
really?
A fancy doctor. You know, there's a receptionist, and she's like, may I have your ID? And I'm like, oh, we're here for the recreational. So we still have to show her the ID. It's 21 and over. And then you walk into a room, and I was literally a kid in a candy store.
Oh, yeah.
It was like... It was like that scene in Wonka, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I got a golden ticket.
It was one where, you know, you just like eat a little bit of the plant and then like skip over and then grab a scoop of chocolate.
And then you're like floating in the air.
Did two hummingbirds land on your shoulder carrying
Yes,
weed?
And then I ate.
You set them on fire and nailed them.
He lit them.
I could have just fantasized all this after I smoked the weed, though.
I'm practicing for my shrimp off.
No. But it was really, it was like an Apple store for weed.
Oh.
It was so nice and clean and neat. And the first thing you notice is there's a muscle-bound security guard there just to like, he was cool. He wasn't like on top of you, but just to be like, hey, no funny business.
Just in case.
Was he in a singlet?
In your version of the story, yes, he's in a singlet.
And anyway, so they had like in the middle, they would have like all the edibles and then, you know, the wax pens and all this stuff. And I wanted everything.
Dabbing station.
Was there a dabbing station?
No, you can't smoke anything there. You have to take it home and smoke it. It's just you can purchase it there. It's very, everything was done very like by the books. You know, there was nothing shady about it. And the way they had, it was interesting how they had their weed. Like, I just assumed it would just be like, You know when you go to like a natural store and you buy like a pound of nuts, it's just like that giant tub of nuts, and then you just like scoop it into a bag.
Yeah.
Like
that's a drop.
That's kind of how I assumed it would be, but they had it like very like fashionably. They had these like tiny little glass cubes with like a, just a little bit of the weed, and you could request it, and then they would go in the back if you want. It's just like, it was blowing my mind.
Like Rodeo Drive for weed.
It was so, it was so classy. And I had such a great experience, and I spent so much money on
really?
Like,
how much?
I spent $200.
Oh,
okay. I mean, it's not insane, but still. Oh, yeah. But also, the recreational tax is significantly larger. I think it's like 50% more than if it was just medicinal.
Jeez.
But it's fine. I'll give back to the community. Let them build some roads with my pot money. And so to bring the story back around
build
to
roads,
the
roads, you mean build bridges, tunnels, all the infrastructure.
Yeah, well, build whatever you want. Yeah. The Dime Bash was already like deep in the week, the second day.
Deep in the weed.
Second day, and I realized that I smoked too many of my joints, and I had to start like pacing myself.
Oh.
So I didn't bring any joints to the Dime Bash, and I was like, "Oh man, I want to smoke." And I'm like, "Well, it's California. I'm sure I'll see somebody else with pot." Sure enough, not only did I see somebody with pot, there was a California's finest promo stand. There was a tent, and some people were being very generous in terms of sparking people up in the smoking area.
Wow.
There was promo weed, people. My mind was blown.
I'm just at a loss for words.
I couldn't believe it. I was getting high at a concert legally. I didn't have to hide it.
Yeah, yeah.
and it was so cool. And all I kept thinking about is what a piece of shit Andrew Cuomo, the New York governor, is for not giving New York this. Like, why can't New York have this? New York is so much better than LA in every which way, except the weed isn't legal.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not right.
It will be eventually.
Yeah, when Cuomo is out, and then
right. There's
another. But why can't it be that? But even still, eventually, it's a whole process. It's not like it happens overnight. Like, California already had 10, 15 years of medicinal before they did the recreational. So
I don't
it's going to be.
It's really cramping your lifestyle, man. I think you're doing fine with your weed consumption.
Don't tell me how I'm doing.
I know, but we just want to like be able to go to a show and just smoke. Like,
also,
Robbie.
Or
do.
Also be able to have
have
a selection, be able to know what I'm smoking and have reasonable prices.
Fucking first world pothead bumps here. Jeez.
This is my medicine. This is how I medicate, Sydney.
That
funny is no joke.
Shrimp and barbecue.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say,
that's how you
that's how you medicate it. Oh, I'll let you guys fight. Go ahead. I was going to say
no, go ahead.
It's just weird to me, and I'm glad that weed is being legalized. Oh. But I feel like, you know, if you're one of the people that got locked up for like selling weed,
oh, yeah.
And and now you see all these corporations taking over weed and like selling it and making billions of dollars off it, it must fucking suck.
I agree completely.
There's a lot of people who are getting like their past weed offenses expunged from their record,
mm-hmm.
like retroactively.
Right.
I mean, you.
But it's a process.
Time.
It's a process,
yeah.
And you have to get approved for it. It's not like an automatic thing. You could put in the paperwork in California. You put in the paperwork, you have to go see a board, like three judges or something.
That's terrible.
And explain your case, and then they decide.
And they're all high. So they have to really pay attention to you.
What's to decide? It's legal, and it's like a correction. It's not a case of like something.
Well, maybe. I'm assuming if there was like a crime involved with it as well, like another crime other than just distributing or.
I guess.
Or whatever.
Well, isn't that a separate crime, though?
Yeah, I agree. It's bullshit.
Like if you stole. You know,
they should be letting all of those people out of the prisons.
Like if you robbed someone and they added a charge that you were. I don't know why is this hard to differentiate. Like I robbed a store, a liquor store, and I happened to have like a pound of weed in my bag or in my car or something. So that's a separate charge.
Yeah.
So expunge that charge. Don't expunge the robbery charge.
Well, you know, the prison system is a for-profit system.
It's horrible.
They just don't want to.
Yeah, they want to keep the people locked up.
Yeah, they want the slave labor. We're getting woke here. It's the woke cast.
Bummer.
213, wide nut. Show us how woke you are. 213-943-3688. Speaking of woke. Philip H. Anselmo is very woke.
Yeah, you should go back to sleep. jerk off.
Oh, my God. He just released a new album, and the album is called Men.
When is he calling in to promote? Is that next week?
Has he, like, is there a press release that was sent out for interview requests?
I mean, I know it's publicist, but I'm not going to even make the request.
Why not?
No.
Oh, it'd be so uncomfortable. It'd be great.
Mental Illness as a Virtue is the album title.
Virtue. Virtue.
Yes, get those. We got to get all of those. So I have been dying.
Oh, virtue signal. You should get him on Squared Circle Pit and then like sneak in. Like
he hates wrestling.
Does he really?
Yeah, he thinks it's.
What?
Gay. That's extremely surprising.
Your fucking mind. Right, never gay. Mind.
Why? Wait, hold on. Can we just? I want to. How do you know? When did he say he hates wrestling? Did we talk about this?
No, I remember listening to an interview with him because he lives outside of New Orleans, and it was right after WrestleMania was in New Orleans for 30, and he was saying that there was a friend of his staying with him because he's going all that wrestling shit. I don't
bullshit.
Will you believe this shot? I don't even, you know, like,
macho
went off on his
man,
macho rant.
Whatever.
Anyway, so I thought this would be another, like, Frankie from a Muir situation where, like, oh, shit, is he going to, like, write about it? Because he's completely trumped up his narrative from I'm sorry for saying this racist thing to the metal media is trying to paint me as a racist.
That's a nice pun you trumped up because that's what Trump does.
That's right? It was very much the pun was very much intended.
Okay.
It's almost as if like he was doing his apology publicity route where he's like crying like oh but you know I lived in Louisiana with a gay and whatever.
I was a gay to, in like, my neighborhood. These moralist bloggers.
I never even stoned anybody for being gay.
Anyway, so I've been dying for this album to come out so that I could go to one of these lyric sites and see what the lyrics are.
Oh God, I can't wait.
But this album is so underground, to put it nicely.
That's a nice political way of saying it.
That nobody has submitted. No, so few people care about it that there's no record of lyrics being submitted anywhere. And it's been out for a week now. Mm-hmm. So then I tried to actually go and listen to this new album.
God help you.
It is so bad.
Yeah.
It is not good because like the music at points can be all right.
Yeah.
He cannot perform vocals.
Now, can I ask a question? Remind me what the name of this is.
Choosing Illness as a Virtue.
Now, I hear that, okay? And I know for a fact. I know in advance that it's Phil Anselmo, but if I didn't know that, that's an instant turnoff to me, that title.
Why?
It's just so clearly like dripping with ideology that I think is idiotic. You know what I mean? Like, you can hear where he's coming from already.
Like, you could tell it's a right-wing situation.
So, even if you don't want to say right-wing, I feel like it's very, which I do think it is, but it's just very, like, you're immediately in someone's face telling them that they're too, like, soft or weak or whatever. It's just obnoxious.
It's more, it's like Alex Jonesy.
Yeah, that's a good, which is basically right-wing.
Like, we're red-pilled. We're not mentally ill. You think we're mentally ill, but we've got it all figured out, man.
Exactly right.
So I can only make it through 1.5 songs.
Well, let's try to make it.
The one, Little Fucking Hero is the first track. There's this one line in it.
This is Phil Anselmo?
Yeah.
On vocals? Does he ever sing more clean or not?
Yeah, he runs the gamut of, but it's a grind band sort of.
Oh, I didn't know that. This is like a bad Thrash It or Trash It.
Yeah, it really is. Like, so I was trying to have this on while doing work, and I would be like in my work, and I forgot. Like, I would instinctively be like, oh, what is this? I got to turn this off. I'd be like, wait, no, I'm trying to listen.
But also,
like, instinctively, I would just want to turn it off. Like,
doesn't this count as work, listening to this?
It's very hard work.
For you?
It's challenging.
I'm paying enough.
I want you to write a review of the album having listened to 1.5 songs.
I've had enough. That buzzer, by the way, is more entertaining to listen to.
Well, there's this one line at the end.
I heard my postman descend.
My postman descend. Oh, that's interesting.
There's this one line that he uses as like a gatekeeping line, and it's just because you're down with the cause doesn't mean the cause is down with you.
No, what does that even mean?
I think it means just because you think you're a metalhead doesn't mean the metal community accepts you.
Oh,
like because you're a virtue signaler.
Right.
That's how I assume it.
Metalheads cannot be kind or respectful to people.
But what I want to point out, though, is that line could very well be pointed right back at him. Because
his album ain't selling shit.
Well, because it's like, just because you're down with the cause doesn't mean the cause is down with you. Like, the metal community like shunned him for quite a while. And were like, no, this isn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then there was this one other live track that I was like, all right, well, maybe if it's a live video, it might be more discernible. It wasn't, but there was this intro he did. That was just so stupid.
Hey, why power? Oh, no, that one didn't make the album. Yeah, Rob.
Now, what does that mean? All the moralist bloggers trying to believe. What is a moralist?
What is a moralist? You really hit a nerve with him.
A moralist is someone who is an asshole because they have morals.
Which is
a bad thing.
It's bad to have morals. I want to say I certainly contributed to hitting this nerve, but.
Yeah, I mean, you're a part of the,
part of the problem, according to Phil Anselmo. But wasn't the problem really that Phil Anselmo raised his right arm and shouted out white power?
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like that was the problem. Like, before that, he had no problems with moralists.
He had some. They were just, like, more under the rug.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just embarrassing. It's very bad. It's very bad, the album. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, leave a voicemail if you like the new Phil Anselmo and the Illegals.
Is there a review on Metal Injection yet?
There is not.
Will there be?
No.
Wow.
And you can figure out why. Area code 780. You're on the live cast. Area code 780. Yo. Who's this?
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, there's a crazy delay on my end. But, this is Jerry from Alberta.
What's up, Jerry?
Hi, Jerry.
Not much, just tuning in. I just want to chime in on this Phil shit. That album is horrible. And
yeah,
what a shitty name for your fucking band.
The Illegals.
Yeah.
Well, just like his name is too goddamn long, and then he tacks something else on the end of it.
Also, it's like, is there another Philip Anselmo that we might confuse him with, that he needs the H in there? You know,
hopefully not.
Is there a Philip B. Anselmo or
look
Philip
up.
S?
Look, get him.
I think
the
there was only one Philip Anselmo.
Get Philip B. Anselmo to review this Philip Anselmo's album.
Philip H.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like it's weird. He's just quite literally shitting out music from his his lair, Nosferatu's lair over there in St. Louis, or not St. Louis, Louisiana.
You're all right, Rob.
Rob is
distracted.
Where
am I? Call the hospital.
No, I'm fine. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really been into much he's been doing lately, I have to say. even before yeah. that.
So yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to chime in on something else too. So I sent an email in. You guys thrash or trash one of my back in, I think it was in December, just before Christmas or something. So yeah, I sent you an email and I found a new singer. So I sent you an email just to kind of show you what the singer can do, and I was going to get you guys to listen to it. But I think you might find it pretty interesting.
Sure, we'll do that in just a second. But I think we have somebody that we
someone else online. Hello.
A little important on the line.
Yes, this is the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hello. Yes.
Yeah, this is Philip B. Anselmo.
Oh.
I just
what?
I just want to say I'm very tired of being confused with Philip H. Anselmo. I want to set the record straight.
Why is that so much like him?
I just, it's a coincidence. I am very, very upset about his right-wing views. I am a staunch supporter of Black Lives Matter and No Dapple. And, I am, in fact, a Bernie bro, so I want to make sure that everybody knows that I am not Philip H. Anselmo. I love the virtue signals, what I love to do all day long. I am, in fact, a gay, and I'm very proud and out and pro-LGBTQ. I'll let you guys know.
Are you for Medicare for All?
Medicare for All, yes. I in fact forced abortions for everybody in the United States. That is my position. And Tulsi Gabbard, Nina Turner, 2020. And fuck Philip H. Anselmo, walk on home, boy.
All right, that was Philip B. Anselmo.
B. Anselmo.
He stands for better.
For Bernie Bro.
Yeah.
Philip Bernie Bro Anselmo.
That was amazing.
Okay, so right. You wanted us to thrash or trash your man?
All right, let's do it.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I'm fine now. I'm back. I'm awake. So what was your band?
Oh, no, I sent you an email.
Oh, you sent
an
email.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We've been trying to, like, do this for a couple of weeks now.
Okay.
Rob's going to make it happen.
Let me find that again. What was the subject of the email? Do you remember? Thrash?
Maybe new singer? Hang on. Oh, Jinx's update, new singer.
Could you resend that?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I got it.
You've got it on your phone.
Okay. Oh, good.
I got it.
Now, you should, now that you know you have an address that Rob checks, you should send dick pics.
I think Mario and I were actually already talking about sending dick pics.
Nice!
What?
What is that? I don't even.
So many of our different listeners talk to each other.
I know.
Like
conspire against us is what I'm hearing.
It.
All right, here it is.
Is this the Knight Rider theme?
Wait, what? That wasn't Darren. That was in the song?
That was in the song. Well, I really dig this riff. Static X wishes they found it.
Yeah.
Static X wife.
Oh,
Excellent.
Rob, you were in a band on the scene.
That was a little autoplay. That was great.
Yeah, I can't believe that was my new singer. What do you guys think?
I'm going to be calling my lawyer, and I'm going to be getting this taken down. My likeness will not be reproduced for free. No, I'm kidding. That's great. I think he's got a great voice. You can really hear what he's saying. Good confidence.
Clearly, he believes in the lyrics.
Yeah. I thrash it. Oh, no, that was awesome. Thank you for that. I'm sorry it took us so long. I honestly only listened to, like, the first 10 seconds of it. And then I was like, oh, it's just, like, some dancey stuff. It doesn't sound bad. We'll just play it on the show, and I'll hear the whole thing then. So that was quite a surprise.
Yeah.
Some things are on the way.
Mm-hmm.
That was very satisfying.
Agreed.
I was just, I'm surprised that nobody sent that drop in yet.
The Mala!
I can get it. I'm just being crazy. I really don't want to hear that played over and over.
Yeah, that's actually why.
Unless it's song form like that. So
yes,
that
it works. That's a spin on it, at least.
Great.
Knight Rider.
Yeah.
It's like a funny version of Do Hot.
My wife.
I love it.
This is really good.
Production.
Yeah, you did a really good job here.
Did you produce this? Did you record this?
Yeah, I do all the stuff myself.
Genuinely sick tones. I dig the guitar tone on this.
Everything.
Yeah, and the fake drums sound amazing.
I like the effect on Rob's voice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like that little like trailing off thing, that electric thing. Wow.
Yeah, that was like my interpretation of him. He like sounded like he fucking short-circuited or some shit when he did that on the live cast.
It really did. So is the rest of your stuff kind of like that with the...
The Jinxes? Is that the band name?
Yeah, it's just that's just my handle on SoundCloud.
Oh, very genty.
Oh, I love it.
I'm guessing it's instrumental.
Yeah. I don't have a singer.
You just got to put my wife
just put Rob
on top of
all of them.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it on all of them now.
I think that would be the best idea. Well, that was awesome. If you want to check out some of Jinxist's music, soundcloud.com/Jinxist, JINXIST.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a pleasant evening. We're doing very minimal ones. Very minimal ones.
You're getting nice callers. They're all delightful.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're all contributing a lot to the show.
213 Wide Nut, 213-943-3688. Any other Philip Anselmos out there? Philip C. Anselmo, Philip
B. Whole album to work with. I can't believe Godstomper hasn't called in yet.
So. He did leave a voicemail.
Oh, he did? Oh,
yeah, he said he works. He says he works during the show, so it's not easy for him to. I want to mention that he got his friend into the show. Remember, there was a guy who called him the Crustacean Sensation, and that guy doesn't even listen to metal. He listens to hip hop. And he said that Godstomper got him into the show because it's so funny. So that's really cool. And Godstomper, quite a character himself, showed up 45 minutes late. Couldn't find us, even though he knows what I look like. And I told him where
and
we
there were
sitting.
A bunch of guys wearing your face on their T-shirts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Brought a whole family with him. He brought his brother and then like a few other folks, two other people. And then, but then it was a great time. And then he showed up. He let us know. He let me know. Well, all of us there. He wasn't just talking to me. That We taught him so much. We taught him that Alex Jones is terrible.
Oh, right.
He says that he didn't necessarily subscribe to, like, everything Alex Jones said, but, like, some of the things he agreed with until he realized, like, oh, wait, no, this guy, we made him realize something.
He's
also, he has a Tupac-style burzum tattoo on his stomach.
Oh, really? You got shirtless with him?
It is intense. He showed us all.
Burzum, huh?
And he's Mexican. So he is just...
What's that mean?
Well,
Burzum is
very the racist.
Does he care? What was his justification for that?
He just likes
he's
the music.
He's getting it lasered off.
No, he's fine.
What does it say? Is
it
actually
it just says Burzum in like the you know the old
life,
English
but...
font.
And then in
above
small
his...
letters it says Beaners out. He really just is going against everything. He's that's how he's eating shrimp with the fucking peel still on.
Ugh.
Area code 818.
Yeah, I was eating my shrimp with my peel on. So what?
Oh.
Rob Stomper is here.
Hello, Rob Stomper.
Your voice. Yo, what's up?
Listen, you got to do what you got to do to win a contest. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
You were in the parameters of the rules. You ate the shrimp. Didn't say you can't eat what's around the shrimp.
Well, but here's the thing. They're called peel and eat shrimp.
Uh-huh.
So the directions
are
technically, I don't know.
Are those mandatory directions, or
is
that
a
guideline?
Though.
This
it's
should
a
have
competition.
Been. See, this should have been figured out before the contest started.
They could have all been peeled. You're saying beforehand?
Oh well, if it was all peeled, I would have crushed it. Yeah, the peeling is what the challenge is. Now, we asked a question earlier. How was your stool the next day after eating all that all the shells?
It was good. I didn't feel anything. It was good. I think all the beer just washed it down, you know?
Yeah. You had a very regular bowel movement, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, to be honest, I was waiting for the worst, but nope. I woke up fine.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Glad to hear that.
Did you eat the tails, too? Were there tails on
them?
No.
No, he got the tails off.
Now, how many shrimp would you say each of you ate?
There were like 40 or 50.
40 or 50. 40 and
each?
You,
each yeah.
And you each ate all of them?
Yeah.
But you did it faster than you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't stop once you had lost, right?
It was very close. It was like what he would do, his strategy, was to just put them all in his mouth.
Right? Yeah, like a chipmunk.
And mine was to chew one at a time, which I guess was a faultier strategy. So he took a really long time to digest all of the shrimp that he was eating. And in that time, I was able to... eat all the shrimp, but
the tortoise in the hair situation.
Yeah, but
almost.
I couldn't. I wasn't able to swallow.
No, drop another drop.
Not able to swallow in time, and then got some for one.
Okay. But usually
you
do stuff. Swallow, right?
And I did. You know,
do you rub?
It depends if it's what date it is. I want to. Not only did I pay for God Stomper's meal, but I did bring him along to a pretty fun little NAMM party.
You did. That was fun.
I gotta say
the highlight of that walk was when we found the bathroom and we like jumped like little girls.
Oh man! So we were walking from the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company to the hotel where the party was, the Hilton. And you know this is LA, so these are really long walks, really long blocks.
Yeah,
it was maybe I want to say not exaggerating a mile walk. I guess if you think about it.
Was it just the two of you?
Yeah, and so
he left his family behind.
They left him behind. They eventually went to go get food somewhere else, right? And so he had
yeah.
no ride. He was stranded. And I was like, well, I'm going to this party. You can come with me. And so we really needed to pee halfway through this journey to the hotel. Like, really needed to pee. We had a lot of beers.
Yeah.
And I found the shortcut to cut through the Sheraton.
Use some kind of app?
No, just in walking back and forth from NAMM to my hotel.
Yeah.
And the Sheraton, as we were walking inside, we found the bathroom. It was the greatest moment.
Did you guys pee next to each other?
No, the funny thing was that Rob went to the other side, and I went to the right side, and there, we couldn't even see each other. It was like two separate rooms, but it was like the same bathroom.
Big bath.
So cute.
Oh. Okay. Maybe not.
Yeah.
And then we went to the lobby to have some drinks. And Godstopper noticed that one of the bartenders was not just serving drinks.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What was going on there?
Guy didn't want to pay him. He wanted to pay him some pills. And the other guy's like, oh, I take these kind of pills. And I was like, I have those too. And then the bartender looked around, and he's like, all right, just give me a second, and I'll meet you around the elevator. And I guess they did whatever they had to do.
I see. So the bartender bought pills off of a patron. I thought it was the other way around.
No. Yeah. The guy getting the drinks told the bartender, I'll give you some pills.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Very LA.
Yeah.
Very LA.
Were there a lot of people with teased hair at this party?
Yeah.
we've talked about it on the show before.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you introduce God Stomper as the guy who just ate a lot more shrimp than you in a contest?
Yeah.
To these people? Like, how did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely brought it up to a few people.
While you were burping up the shrimp.
You smell like shrimp breaths.
We definitely both had shrimp breaths, but it was a fun time. Smoked some weed as well. It was nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Surprisingly, you have a high tolerance for a New Yorker with weed.
Oh, higher tolerance for weed than for shrimp, I guess.
We invented weed.
Wait, I didn't have a high tolerance? Or I did have a high tolerance.
Yeah. No, you have like a high tolerance for like.
Oh, yeah. I smoke all the time. You know?
He's saying you're unlike typical New Yorker.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't have.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a pothead.
You should have just taken the Hugo challenge. You know, you could have won on that one.
Oh, yeah, I totally would have won. That I'm 100% confident because I will not stop smoking weed at all, ever.
The rolling paper?
Will I eat the rolling paper? No, that's too far.
See, God Stomper eats the rolling paper. It's really about winning.
I brought a piece.
Rob,
but what happened? What was that?
I said we'll have to do a rematch if you ever make it to New York, but what were we going to ask?
Oh, yeah. I would like to go to New York and rematch you there. So Sid could stop being a bad sportsman. Like, I feel like he got more mad than you did.
We're going to remove all the excuses. We're going to have all peeled shrimp. All the rules will be discussed beforehand.
We're going to shuttle you in so you're on time.
We're not going to do it at Bubba Gump.
Right.
No.
We're
going to taste the Red Lobster this time. We're going to sample
the shrimp.
Disgusting.
That would be better, honestly.
Rob will get to choose the restaurant.
Yeah, it's going
to
be on my home turf this time.
Cool, that's fine.
And then last man standing with no excuses.
Oh, yeah, if it's an all-you-can-eat thing, forget about it. Forget about it.
It'll be like, I quit. Forget about it. I'm not stopping.
Say I quit. Stop feeling it. Say I quit.
I can picture you shoving a microphone and
Rob
Stopper's
face.
Yes,
punching
the face with it. Bucket at the shrimp table with the shells falling out.
This is great. I cannot wait. And I can go to this one. It'll be in New York.
I'm trying to drown
That's
him
true.
In tartar sauce.
All right. Well, did you have a question or could we let you go?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, and I mean this with all due respect, that honestly, in your pictures, you look fat. And when I met you in person, you're not. You're just tall.
Oh. Thank you.
I think.
I take fat photos.
Photos.
Uh-huh.
Attention.
Yeah, you do take bad photos.
I don't know. Maybe Anaheim takes off 20 pounds because he looks like the pictures right where I'm sitting from.
Maybe we should see different pictures. A 15-minute walk turned into like a 5-minute walk.
Well, that's because Rob has long legs, so he just like glides through the block.
Yeah, he's all like, just follow me. And I was like, all right.
You're like running to keep up with him while he's just walking.
Yeah, I'm like,
New Yorkers are much faster walkers than California
people. Yes, I agree on that. I drive all the time. I don't need to walk.
Godstopper noted it was the most he'd ever walked.
Why didn't you guys like take an Uber?
It didn't seem like that far. I don't know.
It's
like
it was faster on feet.
Also, we had to work off that shrimp we just fucking digested.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling us.
Yeah,
it was fun. You should do that more often in other states. Meet other live casters. You know, well, not live casters. Fans. My bad.
Live custards. Because you're also sweet.
Oh yeah, or that.
Hey, Rob Stomper, what is your record in shrimp off contests?
Shrimp what off?
What's your record? What's your lifetime record in shrimp contests?
10.
Wrong. That's incorrect.
What? No, it's right. It's right. I lied about everything. I'm good at this.
What? Okay. Thank you.
So, right. I had a couple of you have a segment to go to?
Oh, well, we have another caller, but go.
Please.
I'll do it after. We can.
Oh,
I want to talk about my Vegas trip, just a couple of points.
All right, well, 847, you're on the live chat.
Hey, what's up? It's Leroy. Hey, I'm going to Vegas the next weekend. What are you going to do?
Wait, what was the question?
No, Darren already went to Vegas.
I just came back from Vegas.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Why we did this show.
Yeah.
Where are you staying
That's
at?
Cool. I'm staying at the Hard Rock. I don't know if that's any good or not. It was cheap.
I never stayed there as a hotel. Been to the Hard Rock.
I've stayed at a Hard Rock. It's pretty nice as a hotel. It's like modern.
I stayed at Planet Hollywood, which kind of they pissed me off. They really pissed Jennifer off more because she like really meticulously planned this trip as my birthday trip. Because, my birthday was weeks ago, but you can't go there. Like a nightmare, and it's like three times more expensive. So she planned all of this shit out, and we got a king bed and really nice room with a strip view and everything. And they gave us this fucking, like, on the other side of the building, at like you were looking at a fucking parking lot, and with two queen beds that weren't even like
the opposite of every single thing you asked for.
Basically, yeah. So she was really pissed off about that. And we didn't really care for the service too much in Planet Hollywood.
So they didn't, when you complained, give you what you were promised?
They basically said, everything's booked and take it or leave it. And if you leave it, we're not giving you money back. So fuck
what?
You.
What?
Did they at least charge less than what you would have had to pay
honestly,
for?
That I don't know because she bought it for me. So she handled all the
finances. That sucks. Did she do a direct from the hotel or like from one of those?
I think it was from Travelocity.
Yeah. So I find with that is there's always a miscommunication between the website and the thing because it's like they buy those deals in bulk, and it's like a very random lottery. Like I've never had the experience with the hotel, but I've had an experience where I book a flight and I'm very specific that I want a fucking aisle seat because I'm a giant, and even like 2 inches of spreading out is huge for me.
Yeah.
And every time I booked through one of those, it would not be a fucking aisle seat. And I stopped. I would just book direct.
We do the seat through the flights.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But I've never had a bad experience like using those hotels until now, which
that's true.
Really,
I guess I've never gotten like a very specific like fancy room. For me, it was always like, the cheapest thing available, I'll take it. So I can see how that could be.
I'm sorry, Leroy. I went off on a tangent.
No, I'm going to see a concert at that Planet Hollywood Access, whatever that thing's called. So I was going to book a hotel there, but we didn't. So I'm glad I didn't now that you told me that.
Yeah, it's not a good place to stay.
Are you going to see Britney?
I'm going to see the Backstreet Boys.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Jennifer wanted to see them and was kind of pissed that we were leaving before. The Backstreet Boys are on every 5 feet. There's a Backstreet Boys poster. It was on the elevator doors going up to the room. There's 6 elevators. Each one of them has a Backstreet Boys.
Well, they got to fill up that room, and tickets are like $150. So they're gonna beat you over the head with it as much as possible.
So
there you go.
Yeah, tickets are expensive.
Yeah, Vegas is not cheap. Vegas is not where you go for like a budget holiday.
Backstreet Boys better or worse than Sturgill Simpson?
You know, I watched Sturgill Simpson on SNL.
Well, he was the special guest.
A surprise. Holy shit.
And I really liked it.
That was incredible.
It made me so happy to think that you were actually with Rob missing SNL when that happened.
I was recording it.
Yeah. He's still, the surprise was probably spoiled.
He didn't even know Chris Stapleton was playing. I had to remind him at the dinner.
No, I did. I knew. I just forgot because I was excited to see you.
Well, that's acceptable.
Well, so Chris Stapleton is not like having a shrimp off with his fan.
Yeah, he's not going to hang out with you.
Yeah.
So, what was your review of the evening?
Underwhelming.
Can I just say that I love that you are wearing I just got one by the Metal Injection Livecast t-shirt. I thought it was so appropriate. Made me laugh.
Anything else you wanted to say about the evening? Anything you enjoyed?
Oh, I thought you hung up on me.
Yeah, you're still there.
I was complimenting you.
I played the sound.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought you'd be bigger, and I got home and I kind of got sick.
Bigger, as in like wider or taller?
A little bit of both. Thought you'd be better at eating shrimp.
That's fair.
Really thought you'd crush the dude, especially when he wasn't going to show up. But he definitely
did.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to crush him.
Did he ever explain why he showed up so late?
There was just traffic, and then there was a problem getting into the parking lot. Oh, he did drive from an hour out, like an hour out without traffic.
Next time, motherfucker.
He drove from at least 50 miles out.
Yeah, so that was no easy journey for him.
You didn't bring your spouse, Leroy?
No, she was asking why I didn't invite her, and I was like, I don't think you'll have a good time. I was borderline not having a good time. I had Rob next to me peeling and throwing, like, you know, that wasn't like the most romantic place to be.
Every negative thing I ever said about you, Leroy, I take it back. You're the fucking man.
No, in all seriousness, I had a great time, and it was really fun meeting a lot of those people and you, Rob. What was funny was when that weird, like, goth metal band sat next to us, and Rob was squirming because he thought they'd know him, but they didn't know him, and he was, like, super embarrassed to be with us. It was so funny.
You were embarrassed?
But they didn't even recognize Rob.
That's a lie. We were joking about who we couldn't recognize who the band was. I didn't care if they recognized me.
Was it Hollywood Undead?
No. Funny enough, Godstomper was the one that ended up recognizing them, but I forgot who the band was. Whatever band. But they look very LA. The people that sat behind us, who were like total like frat bro type of vibe, were apparently so annoyed while we were doing this tribute contest, which to me made that even better.
Yeah.
I wanted that. I want to annoy the frat people.
But I have to say, I can totally envision you seeing a band walking up to sit by you and saying to the people, oh, these guys, I don't want to have to talk to them, and then progressively getting more and more annoyed that they didn't recognize you.
Come on.
That's so something you would do.
No, it isn't. You're lying.
All right.
Stop it. This is a false representation.
Come on, guys.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, Leroy.
Can I give a quick pro tip?
Sure.
Just like, I don't know, something I thought of, like, you should maybe, I don't know, do or maybe have done or tried something similar for metal injection. Do you guys have, like, a playlist on Spotify that, like, just is, like, a metal injection playlist of new tracks that come out that you could just follow and then, you know, tracks are added every week or whatever?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay, Okay, what's it called? Is there just, I just type in metal injection and...
Yeah, it's called like the new millennium playlist. If you go to the metal section and scroll down, it's like towards the bottom.
Wait, metal injection has a metal section or Spotify?
In Spotify, you go to the metal section.
You should have a metal.
Oh no, I don't think you can create your own playlist at metal injection.
Yeah, I'm saying we did.
I'm sorry.
There's a metal injection Spotify account.
What's the password?
I see.
And if you open Spotify, and then where it has all the genres on the homepage of Spotify, if you click on metal and you scroll down, you will see the Metal Injection New Millennium Metal Playlist.
How far does he have to scroll?
I'm understanding you.
Yeah, for real, it's all the way down.
I haven't checked in a while, but it is updated regularly with current singles. And also, I believe Spotify has just a dedicated thing, a playlist.
Yeah,
like,
but theirs don't suck.
Yeah, ours is a little different. But yeah, you can check that out.
Yeah, listen to that 3-something band that was on your top 10 list of the year. 3-teen or something gay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say gay. Something lame. I forgot what it was called.
3-teen.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking good, man. I was actually mildly impressed with that.
Yeah, they're an LA band. They play, I think they do like a goth Thursday night every week. So you can go see them whenever you want.
Yeah.
No, I can't show my face and shit like that. See, Sturgill Simpson and Chris Stapleton, like a normal person can go to. I can't just. There's too many weirdos. But it was good seeing you, Rob. Good seeing you, Deuterino, Mario, God Snapper.
Yeah,
and Donish. I had a great time.
Same here. All right. Thank you, Leroy.
Later.
Pleasant evening.
I like that he can't show his face at that because there's too many weirdos, but he's cool going to a shrimp eating contest.
Outside in public.
It's an anonymous.
He's got a fucking Burzum belly tattoo. He's cool chilling with that dude. But a goth night? No way. I'm going to go watch this dude from Brooklyn cram shrimp in his face instead. That's way more normal.
Yeah. Traveled across North America to do that.
Speed home.
Have some standards.
Speed home to fast forward to the music parts of SNL. All normal things people do. That was fantastic.
Darren, did you have a story about Las Vegas?
A few things. First of all, it's not warm in Vegas at this time of year. So I brought.
Yeah, it wasn't warm in LA either.
Really?
It was
40?
Yeah, it got down to the 40s, mid 40s. But anyway.
Yeah, it was like 50 to 60 the whole week we were there. One day it was like 67. But at night it gets really cold. I brought my Bullet Club sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting Bullet Club like two suited all week.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
poker
okay.
tables and stuff. But one day we went to the Grand Canyon. And I had my sweatshirt, and you stop off, and there's a place where you can go eat. And this woman was doing the register, whatever, where you pay or whatever it was. And
I'm guessing she did not too sweet you.
No, she's like, my husband would really love that. And I was like, okay. And I didn't was he a wrestling fan? And then I thought about it, and I was like, oh, he's probably a gun nut.
Mm, yeah.
So I said, and then stupidly, I should have just said anything, but I just said, oh, this has nothing to do with guns. Like I am. It's a wrestling thing. And she goes, ow. And she gave me the fucking side eye.
Like, oh, you watch wrestling?
Yeah. I think it was more like I'm against guns. And I said, I've never fired a gun in my life. And then she was like scanning me. You know,
must be gay.
And I feel like because I'm like also, and my wife pointed this out to me is that she's. A brown person looks very Indian, and to ignorant rednecks, they think that's a Muslim, you know.
Yeah.
So when I walk around, and like she told me later in a polite way, like she wasn't mad at me or anything, but she's just like, just say yes. Just say you're here for the gun show.
Yeah.
There was a gun show in town, by the way. There was three conventions in Vegas while we were there. Guns, porno, and concrete trade.
Yeah.
So it was the AVN
So when
trade
you shoot
show.
The porn star, you bury them in the concrete.
Yeah, there
you're all set. You got all your bases covered.
That's just the Trump weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but how nice to have a gun show at the site of America's biggest mass shooting.
Yeah.
Right?
A few months later.
It didn't occur to me till I was already home, and I was like, wow, they did that shit in fucking Vegas, where people were just slaughtered by guns.
Yep.
Well, the idea is because there weren't more
guns.
That person's
going to
be stopped.
Yeah.
Sure.
Does anyone? I can't imagine everyone actually believes that.
Well, if everyone in the crowd turned and shot at the building, if they all had guns to shoot at the building, you know.
First of all, look at
horrific.
Look at some of these fucking people. What kind of shots do you think they are? These fucking 350 shut-ins.
Yeah.
You think they can lift a gun and aim
chicken
it properly?
Chicken grease all over their hands. The gun slip right out.
So the other thing kind of related to that was we went to the hockey game. Like we always go in January, but we timed this trip to be when the Islanders were there. So we went to the hockey game. And the first thing is that they told me every game is like half the opposing team because everybody does that. They all go to see the team because they're on vacation and it's tourism. And I was like, well, but the locals there are really into – they're really into this. It's like an expansion team. It's their first year, and they're really good. Like, they went in the expansion draft. They took all the players that nobody wanted, which is how it works. And somehow they're all really great. Like,
okay.
They're awesome. Huh. And so everyone – all the locals are now into it too. So I expect – like, Las Vegas is a very, like, liberal town. Like, we happen to be staying in the part where the tourists are, and those people are all Trump supporters. But, like, I figure we go to this game and it'll be like, you know, be like a more liberal kind of atmosphere, progressive, whatever. Nope.
Hockey fans in general, though, are more.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But it was so funny because you had this, like, very cliche, wacky, like, PR PA announcer. Uh-huh. Hey, welcome everybody. You know, it's the third period is about to start, and the Vegas Golden Knights. And then they stop, and like in 1 second he downshifts into like, you know, we like to honor our veterans, and and everyone is like standing up, USA, USA. Like it was as if it was like 2001. It was really, really creepy. And then the guy again, whoa, hey everybody, puck drop in 20 minutes. Horrible.
Got to support the troops, Dan.
Is there a liberal sport? Basketball?
Basketball
maybe?
Would be the most.
Yes.
Or like
the only
skating.
One, right?
Figure skating.
Well, of the major sports.
Yeah, basketball.
Like
for
is
sure.
Baseball? Does nah. baseball have an affiliate? A political
baseball
affiliate?
Is very old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Football. I mean, come on.
I mean, baseball cheered George W. Bush when he threw out the fucking in New York. Like,
yeah.
can you imagine in New York? That's like it's very hard to find 50,000 people in New York to get them all in one place to support.
Well, this was right after 9/11,
yeah.
though, right?
You tell me you don't think that would happen right now if they brought out George W.
Well,
Bush?
I think it would happen right now just because, hey, you're not as bad as Trump right now, so hooray.
Yeah, save us.
The war criminal who killed a million people. Is that not all right? Yeah. Okay, whatever.
No, but I'm just saying all that's
right.
like the consensus.
That's
no, I wasn't arguing with you. I'm saying I agree that would happen, and that's fucked up.
Yeah. Well, did you see Saturday Night Live this weekend? With Will Ferrell hosting?
I saw like a little. I saw that clip.
The cold open,
yeah,
was all about that. Like, don't forget, I was also really horrible.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, the end of that story was that Jennifer was just like she. I saw her stand up and do the clapping for the veterans.
Mm.
And I'm like, not that she's against veterans or something, but just the fact that I feel she just feels pressured to get up and like participate in this stuff so that these motherfuckers don't say something.
It's that same like what she said, just say yes. Just go along
just
with it. Why do you don't want to deal with these people's shit? So just go along and.
Yeah. And I do it because of her, but I feel like that's so against my. But then again, it's my privilege. Like I'm a white guy.
Yeah.
I'm a big guy. So if one of these fuckheads says something to me, I could throw him into the next row.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. She feels like these guys will actually threaten her or do something to her. So it's really made me think about that, you know?
Yeah. And it's really. You're on vacation. It's not worth the dealing with that.
I still didn't, you know, I never participate in those things. Again, not because I'm like anti-veteran or something, but I'm just really, I believe in like judging people on their accomplishments. Like if you're on your deeds, like if you're in the military, you did something great or you're a great person, I support you. If you're a scumbag, I don't support you. I don't automatically bestow virtue on somebody because they had a uniform on. Like to me, that's a shitty way to approach it. So I don't like